T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ray Fittipaldo is in Orlando for the Post-Gazette covering the Pro Bowl. Here's his lead, Ron. 2 years ago, almost the entire Steelers offense started in the Pro Bowl. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, running backs Le'Veon Bell and Roosevelt Nix, receiver Antonio Brown, and 3 offensive linemen, DeCastro, Pouncey, and Villanueva, represented the Steelers after they led them to a 13-3 record in their what is now their last playoff appearance. Fast forward 2 years, Ray writes, and there isn't a member of the Steelers' offense here. DeCastro and Pouncey were named Pro Bowlers but begged off, and truth be known, he writes, they probably made it this year based on their reputations. The 4 Steelers that are here this week are defenders, which seems appropriate for the 2019 season. Think about that, Ron. Like, every year is a lifetime in the NFL, isn't it? But 2 years ago at this time, this was as dynamic and talented, let's say that, as talented as any offense in football. Now look.
Yeah, it changes quickly, doesn't it? But I guess in a sport where the guys only average about 3 1/3 years during their career, you're going to get a lot of turnover. And, we saw what happened when Le'Veon and Antonio left, and then Ben gets hurt, and then all of a sudden they make a trade with a number one draft choice for Minka, and T.J. Watt comes on to – be a defensive player of the year candidate, and Cam Hayward takes his game to a new level. And, right down the list, Bud Dupree finally shows why he was a number one pick, and it just turns quickly. It really turns quickly.
Who would have guessed then that Le'Veon would sit out an entire season and be gone?
Yep.
And do we agree, by the way, that the Steelers, when it's all said and done, will have gotten by far the best years of Le'Veon Bell's career?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, that's only natural to say that, too, because, those guys don't last long. He sits out a year. He's older now. Didn't have much of a year last year. I don't know that he's ever going to even remotely resemble what he did here.
Maybe it's a good thing, Ron, that they didn't sign him to a long-term deal. Maybe that's a blessing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Would he have helped them last year, though? Would he have been able to stay healthy? If he had, I think he would have really
that's true.
Helped them win some games.
I think so, too. Although, who knows? He might have slipped anyway or gotten hurt again. DeCastro, Pouncey, Villanueva all made the Pro Bowl. Who would have guessed with Antonio, obviously, that would happen? And the last we saw of him, at least the last update I saw, Ron, he's locked in his house. I think that story is just beginning. And I fear it could end, with Antonio Brown in a white Bronco or something.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Is this a SWAT team situation? Are they going to bring in the police to break down his door and drag him out? I mean, there's an arrest warrant for him. Now, he may, turn himself in today and it end quietly, or he may not. It's just, did you see the...
What would be your guess based on everything we've seen from him?
I don't see it happening quietly. Did you see that... The mother of his 3 kids came out with a statement yesterday.
Yes.
Saying that I've supported Antonio through thick and thin, basically, but it's time for me and the kids to disassociate ourselves with him. We hope he gets help and saves his life, basically.
How much do you believe in the side of the narrative, whether it's Antonio Brown or other guys who sometimes go off the rails in sports, Ron, that a lot of people have a hand in the enabling? From the time that they're young and pampered and are given passes because they're good at sports.
I don't think there's any
coaches,
question.
Fans, media.
And I think obviously the older they get, the worse it gets. I mean, the more pampering they get.
I at least have to open my mind to that with Antonio Brown. And of course, open my mind to the possibility of CTE, some sort of mental issue,
just
damage,
not,
I don't know.
Just but, not normal, Joe. It's not normal to act like he's acting.
But I still think I weigh in, having considered all of that, I weigh in on this guy needs to take responsibility for himself.
It's a bottom line, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily if you're mentally ill, but I still lean toward the side of he seems to me, when I see, you know, shots of him speaking or whatever he's doing, it would seem to me that he's still coherent enough to get himself help, that he must know. He must know on some level that he's deteriorating and dangerous. Do you think he does?
Do I think he knows that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, that Jeremy Fowler story on ESPN last December saying his dad told him, he said he's getting therapy, whatever that means. I don't know. But at least he said he was, so obviously it doesn't appear to be working.
It's a frightening situation because it's a guy whose life is unraveling on multiple fronts, and I'm sure he could see maybe that he could be broke at some point, his money is going to be gone, that he's got multiple accusations out there against him. Didn't the woman say she's seeking total custody, right? Complete custody of the kids?
I think so, yeah.
Could lose his kids. His whole life is falling apart in front of him.
It's an absolute mess.
And the moment that he realizes that, if he does, I fear for what could happen. I honestly do. And it could happen right now as he's locked in his house and there's a warrant out for his arrest. I mean, how does this turn out? Do they break in?
That's what I mean. Is it a SWAT situation? I'm sure the police are going to try to give him every opportunity to surrender peacefully. But nothing would surprise me that comes out of this. Nothing.
Maybe the best thing is for him to be in a confined space under observation, whatever that space might be. Jail, hospital. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it might be best for everybody if that were the
needs,
case.
There's no doubt he needs some sort of help. None.
412-928-9370. A retirement in the NFL.
Yeah, pretty big one too, Joe.
We're going to talk about that. Eli Manning, but we're also going to talk about our 10th anniversary retrospective day on February 14th and everything that entails. And there's been a wonderful relationship forged on this station late in those 10 years. And I'm not just talking about Ron and I, there's another man involved. And we're going to hear a clip coming up that I really think symbolizes a special relationship, maybe in the history of Pittsburgh radio. We'll talk about that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.